Blog Talk Radio.
Captures our attention because we all want to know. Not only does it make you look,
the core of one of the greatest magic tricks of all time. As much as I hate to admit it, this is exactly how it's done. Don't mistake that I'm sending you the gimmick, but you certainly need to be crafty as well as original. The truth is there is no secret, other than being the gifted writer that you already are. By now, you've figured out my direction, and so understand that it takes more than a few philosophical words or to entertain those readers. Trust me, I know of what I speak. Before I became an author, I was an avid reader, and I still am. Reading hundreds of books, some I couldn't put down, and others I never picked them up again. I am an impressionable person, and authors that became my favorites to this day remain at the top of my reading list, because they express themselves in a way that transformed the words that were no longer bound by paper, but set free. They made me believe that every word was true, filling the emotion and the passion of the characters. It was because they perfected their craft, pulling it unfold and screaming and casting sharp. Honestly, we all want to be successful, and the secret of how to achieve that is ensuring that what you write is what the paper is written on. If you love the readers, if you love it, the readers will too. The goal is to reach as many of them as possible, holding their attention forever, instead of, I make you look lonely. I just want to share that with you, because today we're going to be talking about DIY versus traditional publishers. And I'm going to tell you about the pros and cons, because there's always an up and down side to everything. For those aspiring writers who want to become a published author, those that are overlooked by traditional publishers, this is your chance to be able to be a published author. And I promote this wholeheartedly, first of all, because you maintain the self-control. No one can tell you what to keep or what to emit from your story. Keep your publishing rights, and that's very important. There is no middleman to split the profits with. To me, that's the top of the list, right out of self-control, maintaining everything. You don't want to give it up. You don't want to give over your rights to anyone. But or with those traditional publishers. There are many DIY companies that are relatively inexpensive. I'll just give you a few. Food Baby, KDP, and Amazon, that Kindle Direct Publishing, iUniverse, and there's also those that you really, really want to stay away from, and I'm just going to give you two of them, Outskirts and Doris Publishing. Those are POD publishers, print on demand, so I'm not too keen on those publishers at all, but don't want to pick anything or anyone to steer you away from your dream of becoming a published author, because, like I said before, you've worked so hard. Sometimes people, you know, have worked years just to get one book out. You want it to see it come to fruition, then you have to take the steps to get it out there, to do everything that you possibly can, to make sure that that book is top-notch, because no reader wants to read a book that is filled with grammatical errors and punctuation errors. You want to make sure that that book is top-notch, especially if you're self-publishing. You want to make sure of that. So, you know, sometimes you have to go the extra mile. Sometimes you have to pay, you know, just a little bit more to get it done, but it's worth it. And so, but if you do want to take the traditional route of publishing a book, then I would suggest you read everything you can about traditional publishing. And look at the ones that are, you know, that may not be on the up and up, but you can pretty much Google anything these days to find out which publishers are really good and those who you really, really want to stay away from. I haven't had any callers today, but I'm going to give you the link to the show. It is https://covpr.com/s/917-2419. That is today's episode. That's the link to today's episode. We only have about 2 minutes and 13 seconds here left of the show. But next week, I want to talk about more DIY publishing. So I just hit at it just a little bit today. But the whole reason of me reading that double post that I wrote on my other blog, I wrote it a few years ago, and it just tied in with today's topic of DIY publishing, and that's pretty much why I wrote it. But so you have to be aware of those publishers, or they're not publishers, but they are people who've written to get you to buy their book. They tell you how to do this and how to do that. So you want to be aware of them too. But there's a lot of people who want to talk to you about that is actually free. So all you have to do is just download the information and read over it at your leisure. But again, I do thank you for joining me on today's show. Thank you for listening, and I know that you are listening because I see, when I look at my stats, I see the amount of people that have actually listened to the show. I thank you so much for that. I really do appreciate it because what I want to